The political story of the day comes from Pennsylvania, where moderate Republican Senator Arlen Specter won yesterday's primary just barely. He beat a very conservative Congressman, Pat Toomey, by just 16,000 votes. When challengers lose a race that close, they like to claim they've sent a message. As Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, in this case, many Republican moderates might agree.
The firehouse in Fogelsville was airing a country radio station as Pennsylvanians stepped inside the voting booths. This area near Allentown is home to Pat Toomey, who appeals to the kind of social conservatives evoked in the lyrics of the songs being played and the Norman Rockwell prints on the wall. While Inspector's strengths were a little less subtle, the endorsements of President Bush, Rudy Giuliani, and Pennsylvania's junior senator, Rick Santorum, who all stumped for the incumbent with the message that a vote for Specter would help Bush win Pennsylvania in November. That's a vital concern for the GOP, but not vital enough for Republican Gary McIlwee from Hellertown, who despairs over the prospect of six more years of Specter.
He's just going to go off on his own. He's going to be worse than he's ever been, and it doesn't matter that he had a tough race or not. He's now free to look, didn't have to help us at all.
McIlwee showed up at Toomey headquarters last night wearing a t-shirt that had a red slash through the word RINO, R-I-N-O, which stands for Republicans in Name Only. Toomey thinks the charge sticks because Specter backs abortion rights and only grudgingly supported the Bush tax cuts. RINO is a popular charge against moderates like Specter. It appears often in the literature of the Club for Growth, the fiscally conservative advocacy group that provided Toomey with $2 million in contributions and advertising for the primary. Last night, Specter denied that this primary or pressure from the Club for Growth would move him to the right.
My colleagues and I, who have been identified by some people as problem children and a call for us to behave, will know that notwithstanding what they throw at us, that there's room for us in the party. And I say that to the Club for Growth in a conciliatory way.
David Keating, executive director of the Club for Growth, says Toomey's showing serves notice to anyone who ignores their message.
It is definitely a message. It's not just a moderate. It's any Republican and any Democrat who has a record of spending, of wasteful spending, is someone who will be vulnerable in the elections.
The Club for Growth's financial might and the fact that Specter had to rely so heavily on Republicans more conservative than himself suggests that moderates might be fighting off attacks from their right flank for some time to come. But Specter himself, 74 and likely conducting his last race, now faces a different challenge in the general election, which calls for him to appeal to a different audience, as he did last night.
My record of independence has withstood the test of time on many, many years. And I have cast independent votes during the course of the past 6-8 months. But it is very important for the president to have an independent senator like Arlen Specter standing beside him.
And with that, Arlen Specter, official nominee of the Republican Party, became, once again, Arlen Specter, independent for Pennsylvania. And Pat Toomey transformed from candidate to harbinger. For Day to Day in Fogelsville, Pennsylvania, I'm Mike Pesca.